Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. It's from Matthew 26:39. What does that mean? What does it even mean? How does it apply in my life, if it even does? That's what we will explore today. Welcome to the Sunday service. So that moment, Jesus speaking to God, asking him again, my father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Is this moment recorded in the Gospels known as Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane? And it was before his arrest, which went on, obviously, to result in his crucifixion. He went to Gethsemane. He was distressed about his impending suffering and ultimate crucifixion. He prayed that, Father, if you're willing to take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. The phrase, this cup, symbolizes the suffering and the burden of the crucifixion. It shows Jesus's human emotions, acknowledging the pain and the suffering which was coming his way, and expressing a desire for any other way, if it's possible. But obviously, ultimately, Christ submits to God's will, showing his obedience and to honor the mission of sacrificing himself for all of humanity's sins. So it's this incredible moment which highlights his humanity, his distress, and his divinity. It also shows and serves as an example of surrendering to God's plan, even in the face of paying the ultimate price. But not even just the ultimate price, enduring astronomical, incomprehensible pain and suffering before the actual horrible experience of being crucified. So there are lots of different perspectives on this from a theological perspective. Most Christian theologians see this moment as a powerful demonstration of his humanity and divinity. From a psychological perspective, it's just this moment of extreme duress. And of course, who wouldn't experience extreme duress in the face of what's coming? In fact, in Luke 22:44, Jesus is said to have sweated blood, like drops of blood, which is an actual human condition. And that does happen under extreme stress. And we've all have and obviously do face fear and anxiety. And we want to sometimes look for the quickest escape route, the quickest off ramp. Where's the eject button that I can get out of here? Instead of going through this experience, I just want to opt out. No thanks. can I defer this or delay it? I'm going to kick the can down the road a little bit. But also, people, we view this, and you can view this as well. It's the power of surrendering, and how surrendering control can bring peace, even in the most dire of circumstances. From an existential or a philosophical perspective, some people view it as Jesus confronting the inevitability of suffering and death. And in conversation, thinking about the very nature of our free will, Jesus expresses a wish for another way, but ultimately chooses to follow through on it. So there's tension within each one of us between our personal desires and what we consider and what can be and what is our duty. So I think we all look at this, and it has the effect of humanizing Jesus, which is an incredible thing, because he is, while he was a man, think that his example is not necessarily what we see ourselves as. He's the ultimate person. And when we see him struggle with this and make the request of God, or ask him if there was another way, I think it's an example of the struggle that we all go through. And we have the choice that we're faced with all the time between going through with what we know must be done and not. So from the context of other major religions, it's complicated because other major religions don't view Jesus as the Messiah or the Son of God. So I don't know that it's necessarily germane or helpful to be thinking about that. But I think that there are a lot of struggles or a lot of powerful lessons that we can take from this and apply in our lives today. First and foremost, it's okay to feel afraid, to feel overwhelmed, and to feel like the thing that we are supposed to be doing or expected to do is an impossibility. I think that that's a superhuman thing. It's very, 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 very common. So, I mean, Jesus, despite being a divine person, he felt deep sorrow and distress. He didn't hide his emotions or pretend to be unafraid. And we could certainly put on a happy face and have our stiff upper lip in the face of extreme challenges and danger. But there's an opportunity to be human and to just say, hey, okay, I do feel this way. And I'm never one to, in fact, quite the opposite. I never say that you should not feel your feelings. You should never try to avoid your feelings. Feelings are extremely valuable. They're giving us information and insight and helping us to stay alive. Fear is extremely instructive. But I'm also not interested in letting the tail wag the dog. And in this example, feelings would be the tail and I would be the dog. So simply because I'm anxious or afraid or terrified doesn't mean that I'm going to allow that to change the way that I behave. So being strong in the face of struggle and fear, I'm not suppressing the emotions. I am taking them head on. I am facing them as honestly as I possibly can. I think that if you are a religious person, or you have a faith-based practice of some kind or spiritual practice, bringing your struggles to God is really important and valuable. Jesus obviously turned to his Father in prayer. He didn't keep his fear to himself. He openly asked and said, hey, if there's another way, I'd be interested to hear it. So when seeking or facing rather really difficult, seemingly impossible situations, ask help, ask guidance. You can pray about it. You can reflect. You can have a conversation with a friend, a mentor, whoever it is. We don't need to carry our burdens alone. That's such a powerful takeaway right there. And I bet, pretty sure that everybody, that you have more resources around you than you realize. And we do ourselves such a disservice by suffering and experiencing fear and sadness and pain and anxiety alone when we don't need to. Because you've got people around you that want you to be successful. You have people around you that want you to perform at your highest level. And when we are feeling those feelings and experiencing those feelings and that doubt, and we just keep it contained and we bottle up and we don't face it head on, that's where we're really hurting ourselves, because those feelings are if we allow them to hinder and prevent us, stop us, keep us from doing the things we need to be doing, then we've let the emotion win.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
And I'm not interested in that. Another thing that you could take away from this, that I encourage you to take away from this, is that simply surrendering doesn't mean that you're losing. It's not defeat. While Jesus asked if there's another way, he ultimately did surrender to God's will. So it wasn't weakness. It's more an act of trust than it is anything else. So while I could speak for myself on this one, I want as much control as I could possibly have in my life. But it's so silly. As the saying goes, man plans, God laughs. There are most situations in life I have no control over. I don't have any control over most of the circumstances in my life. I can't control the things that happen to me. But I have absolute control over how I think, feel, and respond. Not necessarily the way I feel about it. I'm going to have that feeling go through me. But I have control over how I'm going to process that, how I'm going to think about it, and ultimately how I'm going to respond to it. And knowing that courage is moving forward in spite of that fear. Jesus didn't deny his fear. He followed through on his mission. So being courageous doesn't mean that you're not afraid of anything. Being courageous means that you feel the feeling and you do the appropriate action regardless of how it is that you feel. That's what it means to be courageous. And talking about that support of others, such an important thing. Understanding that hardships have purpose. If we are just going through discomfort for the sake of discomfort, that's not going to be a sustainable thing. I'm not going to do it. At that point, I am Sisyphus rolling the boulder up the hill, only to have it roll back down and to repeat that process into eternity. The only way that I am going to go through tough times and hardships and deal with fear and anxiety is if there is something on the other end of that, if there is a purpose to it, if there is a compelling reason. And when I have that, as Elie Wiesel said, he who has the how, the why, can endure any how. I don't know if I pulled that one out correctly, but you get the idea. So going through difficult times, understanding that there is a reason for it. I'm not just doing this difficult thing for the fun of it. So, and I think fundamentally, you've heard the saying, the only way out is through. And for the most difficult scenarios and situations that we face in life, that is the truth. The only way out of this is through it. I believe it was Churchill. He said, when you're going through hell, keep going. Just keep going. Nemo famously said, I think it was Dory, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. It's not going to go away. It's not going to fix itself. You can't click your heels together and be teleported somewhere else. The only way out of this deal is through. So when you are facing the biggest challenges in your life, do everything that we've been talking about. Jesus didn't avoid it. He didn't deny it. He didn't run from it. He faced it head on. He acknowledged his fear and he still moved forward because he knew the greater purpose beyond his sacrifice. And that's how it goes in life. There's plenty of difficult conversations that you'd like to avoid. Losing weight, gaining muscle, that takes sacrifice. That's going to take some discomfort. Learning something new, being a beginner. Even when you are really good at things, there's still fear and anxiety that we're going to face. The only way out is through. So how do we do this? What are some different things that we can be doing on a daily basis? You know, I think that being a grateful human being, and we all know about the power of practicing gratitude, and maybe you do it, maybe you've had a gratitude practice at some point in your life, but also being consistent with your prayer or your mindfulness or your meditation. It is just giving yourself time to sit in these things and to ponder and to ask for help, to ask for guidance, to ask for wisdom. And when we can help other people, that's a good way to show gratitude, being humble and aware. There's so many different ways that we can be engaging in different behaviors that are going to help us to go through these things. So the only way out is through. When we find ourselves in these positions, which you are going to and I will consistently throughout the course of our lives, forever. That's just part of the human experience, is facing tough times and having the choice. I feel the feelings. What am I going to do about it? I can curl up into a ball, wave the white flag, quit, or I can feel the feelings and face everything head on. My friend Abby Large told me a story. It's such a wonderful story about how there's this place in on the Great Plains where cows and buffalo come together. So cattle and buffalo come together. And it's obviously the Great Plains, a very flat area. And so when a storm is coming in, you can see the storm coming from miles and miles away. And what makes this interesting and important is that the cattle, well, they start walking away from the storm. So they see it coming and they go in the opposite direction. The bison, they do the opposite. They walk right towards the storm. Why? Well, they realize, well, we're going to go through this. And when we're walking towards it, it's going to shorten the time that we're actually going through it. Because it's going to be passing over our heads as we are walking through it. So the amount of pain and hardship we're going to experience will be shorter. Versus running away from it, we're just going to prolong it. And maybe just keep walking right underneath it for miles and miles and miles and miles. Just walk under rain all day long. So there's a lot to be learned from the buffalo, from the bison. That you take things head on. That you recognize the fear, those feelings of anxiety. I don't want to do this. You remember why it is that you decided to do it in the first place. And you do the things that must be done. Got to know what matters. And then you must do what's necessary in service of what matters. That's what this story illustrates. That Jesus, this perfect human being, had these same doubts. He asked, hey, is there another way? There was not, much to everybody's chagrin. But it all worked out. So Jesus faced his fears and endured what he endured for us. So, food for thought. A lot of things to be considering, a lot of things to be thinking about, a lot of things to be applying in our lives. And I think that's immensely valuable. I think it's extremely thought-provoking. Love to hear what you think about it. So, as always, do your part by doing your best.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.